The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says up to 20% of children suffer from a mental illness at some point. Children and their parents, advocates, and lawmakers stood outside North Adams City Hall Thursday for Children's Mental Health Awareness Day.
It matters!
Sunday marked the beginning of a full week devoted to the cause. Recent state data shows at least 54,000 Massachusetts kids 14 and under report feeling depressed, but only half find treatment. Children of color are least likely to get mental help. A lot of it has to do with changes in the family dynamic, socioeconomics, and more exposure to alcohol and substance abuse in the home. Mayor Richard Alkenbright says he's always concerned about what is going on in schools. He says children can be bullied, which adds to their emotional baggage.
They carry more in their backpacks than their books and their lunch, you know.
Morgan Langlos, program director for the Breen Center's Community Service Agency, says unlike adults, children aren't good at expressing those feelings. And that's why it's important to pay attention to children's school experiences.
A kid who has always been really excited about going to school and does well academically and things like that, and all of a sudden you see that start to deteriorate, or they don't want to go to school, or they're getting into trouble at school. That's another pretty big warning sign.
Carrie Cruz, the Breen Center's Family Support and Training Program Director, says parents should also look for certain behavioral signs.
You know, you might see them, you know, you have an outgoing little one who's, you know, on the go all the time. Maybe they're all of a sudden sleeping a whole lot more. Maybe they're not eating the way they used to. Or maybe there's someone who was always, you know, sort of laid back and quiet. Maybe all of a sudden they're off the hook, you know, running around. Just when you notice these dramatic changes in your kids.
And it can be difficult to spot and to address because of the stigma around mental health.
That it's sort of this weird puzzle that nobody can put the pieces together.
Cruz says part of it is a genetic predisposition, but there are environmental changes that bring issues to the surface.
It's so much like every other illness where, you know, you have to be susceptible to it, and then you have to be exposed to something to sort of trigger it and get it started.
Langlo says parents and school faculty need to keep an open line of communication to help children feel comfortable talking about their problems.
I think it's important, too, to be not make assumptions and to not be, like, accusatory when you're, you know, if you're trying to communicate concerns about a child's behavior or whatever it is that you're seeing that, you know, might make you think something's off. Because, you know, that in that instance, the people that are closest to that child are responsible for caring for the child aren't going to be nearly as receptive to, you know, to what we're trying to communicate. And I think that does happen. Parents end up getting blamed a lot.
Cruz says a child's mental health challenges should be treated like other illnesses. She says pediatricians are a good place to start. Cruz says the earlier treatment starts, the better chance for recovery. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm J.D. Allen.